This should talk different on Shabbos the way you talk in the middle of the weekday. So Rashi learns Pshat Shlahi the Ruchah Shal Shabbos Ruchah Shal Chayim. We're going Mekach Lemechah VeChesbonos. You're not allowed to talk about business while making plans about business on Shabbos. That Dibur is also. Tosis learns different. Look at the top Tosis. Shlahi the Ruchah Shal Shabbos Ruchah Shal Chayim. Pirish Bekuntris. We're going Mekach Lemechah. You shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos. So tell you a new Rabbeinu Tam. To a kvar nafku mimtzach efzucho. That was the pshat before we had. Don't do business mimtzach efzucho. Don't do your own business on Shabbos. Only business of Shemayim on Shabbos. Therefore, Tzayis learns pshat new Rabbeinu Tam. V'oim elu oim Rabbeinu Tam. K'diyom of Vayikur Rabba. It says in the Medrash, Vayikur Rabba. Yav Shimon ben Yochoi. Hevi lei eimo. Sabtu. He had an old grandmother. Tevis mishtoi sagi. She was talking a lot. Stop talking on Shabbos. Omar lo. He told her. Eimo. Shiftohu, Shaftohu, Shaska. He told the Shabbos today, be quiet. Mashma Shane Kol Kach LeDavid B'Shabbos Kuma B'Chil. Toshet Giret, you shouldn't talk too much on Shabbos as if you talk on the weekday. The less talking you do on Shabbos is better. I feel it's not Lashon Hara. I feel it's not Tvorim B'Talim. Stam, the less you talk is better. Tresant, as Kol Kponim Skadai, to know the Shishalmi Tzayis brings down, Tzayis brings down Yerushalmi, Yuv Yerushalmi Yamrinon, Petoire Chetiru B'Shila Shalom B'Shabbos. It was hard for them, but they were mad to you that our co-partner could say good Shabbos. You could give Shila Shalom on Shabbos. Let us say good Shabbos to somebody. Masha Mikra didn't even that much you shouldn't talk. As if it's possible not to talk anything on Shabbos. Alright, but our co-partner was like to us, at least we shouldn't talk at least Lashnar and Vorm Asurim on Shabbos. But our co-partner Mikra didn't the Midazar not to talk at all on Shabbos. And some of us learn the pshat is, well, we learn out, it says on Shabbos, it says, V'yishpas b'yam ha-shvir, Chodesh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos. What's pshat Hashem rested? What was his malach he did the whole week on Shesh Shemei Breshis? So it says, Hu Omar v'yehi. How did that Chodesh Baruch Hu created the world? Hu Omar, Hashem said a dibur, Hashem said, and with his dibur he created the world. Kum desayis, when Hashem rested on Shabbos, what does that mean he was Shabbos? He was Shabbos from dibur, Hashem didn't say anything on Shabbos. So b'zoi, when we're supposed to be doing with Hashem on Shabbos, so our Shrisa should also be from Dibur, not to talk as much as possible. Weiter. Dibur also, this is a Dika Koponim, that only talking is also. Hiramutter, like a lot of Yimharan things. Shirashi learns Hiramutter, Lahara believe by Kakpa Kaki, Sias and Itzarach Leitzi, Al Sadezu. A lot of stump thinking in your mind how much I need to do or for business. If you're just thinking about it, it's Mutter. It's only also either to talk about it, or as the Grashi said before, you're not allowed to go down to your field, walk to your field, and look over your field. That's like a Maisan. But if you stand home in the house and you stand thinking about what you have to do for business, that's Mutter. So tomorrow, Bishlei Makulu Lechai, all the cases we explained already. Elo Shloye Luchos Shashavos Luchos Shachol. What does that mean? Mahi. What does that mean? The walking on Shabbos should be different. And the Gemara, Ki Ho Di Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Fi Yamilo Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna. Someone is walking in the street on Shabbos. He met a puddle of water in front of him. There was some water in front of him. If you could take a regular step means you put down the second foot before you pick up the first foot. It's just a regular footstep. Yeah? Then it's mutter. It's mutter like to walk over the puddle of water. But if you can't stand, walk over the puddle of water, like before, when you put down one foot, before you pick up the other foot, the foot will go into the water. Elamai, how do you want to get over this? You want to jump. Jumping is a pshat, is both feet are off the ground at the same time. That's awesome. Not allowed to jump over the puddle of water. That's how Hilach on Shabbos is different than Hilach in the middle of the week. In the middle of the week, you jump over the puddle. On Shabbos, you shouldn't jump. Then what do you have to do? You have to walk around. Mask of Lord Rova. Hechi Levit, I was there, what should he do? Lake, if you want to tell me you should walk around the puddle of the Zoyka Mafish Bilucha, what's so good about that? You're making them walk more on Shabbos. What's so good about that? Ella, my what? Levor, the Torah said, let him put his foot in the water. So what? Let him walk over it. And the more name, Zimnan de Mizvasan Mani, Maya. Sometimes by putting his foot in the water, even his socks or even his clothing will get wet. And then the Yosodei Schita, we're afraid maybe you come to squeeze out his pants from the wetness, and that'll be an issa squeezing out. Trashi lever sheyosim ragle mayim. Let him walk, stam. I he'll get put his foot in the water. So what? Teretzim the mesvasa mani yisharu b'mayim. Sometimes clothing will get soaked in water, and we're afraid they'll come to make a schita.
So the Gemara Elo, Poho Akiva, and Lo Yevsha Shapadomi. Since he has no Weitzer, Avada then Shapadomi is Rashi Lidloi, Ladalik. If you have no Weitzer, it's rather than walking all around the puddle, let it jump over the puddle. So you see, even though you're not supposed to walk faster on Shabbat, it's only when there's no, doesn't make a difference. But if it's a question of walking faster, or maybe you get yourself wet, it's good that to jump over the puddle of water. And so then, if it's raining on Shabbat, and you're walking on the street, there's no wind this time, you should walk slow. You're not machleiv to get yourself wet on Shabbat. So if it starts raining when you're in the middle of the street, the Vada is to start walking a little bit faster. Who did it to Mr. Shreya? The Gemara says here, what are we afraid? If you put your foot down in the water, maybe your pants that will get wet. And what's the zera then? That you come later maybe to squeeze it out. When you have clothing on Shabbat, you're not allowed to put any clothing into water. Just putting clothing into water, shriyosin zuig libunan. That's the washing. That's an issa libun on begodim, just putting it into water. You're not allowed to put your shirt or pants into water. So why do we have to come on to here? Because maybe you'll wring it out, you'll be soichet, you'll squeeze it out later. Just putting your pants into water alone is also. See, the have to say here, not mechabin for that. So now when he's walking, he puts his foot into the water, it's not mukluch, his pants will get wet. Moja says, Elamai, if it will go wet, that alone will be mutsikos, then he must have him. After it gets wet, we're afraid that maybe you'll come to squeeze it out. Or else you have to say, maybe he was talking about dirty water. So if it's dirty water, there's no issa kibbutz. It doesn't look like libun, just putting it into dirty water. But then the gzera will be that maybe afterwards, after it's in water, you come to wring out, to squeeze out the dirty water. That will be an issa libun there. The more elok the boy menei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. So Mali, what's talking of shat on Shabbos Yehiluch should be different. We said no. If it's talking about a puddle of water, you're allowed to jump over it on Shabbos. So where are the Hiluch of Shabbos different than Hiluch of the middle of the week? So the Gemara elok the boy menei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Mal if soyev siyagasev Shabbos, you're allowed to take big steps on Shabbos. So Rashi learns. A regular step is an amma. More than an amma, that's called a big psiya, a big step. Can you take big steps on Shabbos? Omla, he answered him back, even in the middle of week, you're not allowed to take big steps. Shani Yemi, because I say, psiya gasa, taking big steps, even in the middle of the weekday. Is Nertelis Echad Michomesh, Meyas Bimorena, if it takes away 1/500 of your eyesight, Shalodim. Ah, your Mazoi person should be pretty bit off. It should come blind if it keeps on jumping. But there it is, a Mahadale Bikadusha Devei Shimsha. When somebody makes Kiddush and he drinks from the wine on Shabbos, that's Mahadale, that makes his eyesight back to normal. Trashi Kiddusha Devei Shimsha, Hashoise Miyain Shal Kiddush Beleil Shabbos. If you drink from the wine of Kiddush on Friday night, Leil Shabbos, that's Mahadale, that brings back your eyesight. Right. Boy men a Rebbe Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yisi. Mal lechol adama b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat ground? Dirt? Can you eat dirt on Shabbos? That's what he asked him. Shrashi learns, mi gozru bo mishum schika salmonim kishar refuah loy. If somebody wants to take this for refuah, is there an issa to eat the dirt on Shabbos? Is that exeru mishum refuah not? Amalei, he answered him back, v'chi b'chol mihutro, it's even in the weekday, is it mutter to eat dirt? Shani yomer, because I say, af b'chol osam afnei shumalka. I tell you, even the weekday you can't take this dirt. Because dirt is not a refuah, no fakert. Dirt just makes you worse. Shrashi mevul dechoyli. Dirt just brings a sickness upon you. It doesn't heal you. Savad, even the weekday you can't eat the dirt. Savad on Shabbos you can't eat it. Om Rabami, kol oichol meyof reshabov, whoever eats from the dirt of bovel, is kilo oichol mibosr avoysav. It's as if he's eating from the meat of his fathers. So Shrashi shemeshul sham begoyla. The Ovis that died, Begolus, they were buried there in Bovel. The Yeshem, some say, Kilu Eichel Shkotzim Ramoshim, as if you're eating Shkotzim Ramoshim. You see, the Pasuk says, V'yimachas Kol Yekum, as by the marble, everything got destroyed. And Amoresh Lokish, Loma Nikra Shema Shinur, why was Bovel called Shinur? She called Meisei Mabel Ninur L'Sham, so all the deads of the marble went down to Bovel, were buried there. Why do we call it also Metzula? She called Meisei Mabel and Stalu L'Sham. All the Meisei Mabel got swallowed down to there and was buried there in Bovel. For the more of Avadi is Mechui is Machu. How could you say that Nisa Tidit, the ground, because the Shkos from Moshim, the Shkos from Moshim got disintegrated, like it's not there anymore. Rashi says, Shkots from Moshim, Havada yis mechui yis machui, v'loi nasu alfa, didn't come into dirt, they got disintegrated. Amri, Teretzeus, Kivan, the Malki, since by eating dirt, it's bad for you, it gets you sick, is Gozwa Bey Rabbonim, the Rabbonim made it there, the Rabbonim gave you the din, as if you're eating Shkots from Moshim. His Rabbonim told you not to eat it. But not that it really has like eating Shkots from Moshim, just Rabbonim will graze it, since it's bad for you, it gets you sick, not to eat it. So the Maramaisa, the who gavra, a certain person, the yochel gagishta, he ate a piece of ground. Gagishta. Yevi ochel tachli, he ate crest afterwards. The kotchele tachle belibe. And Rashi learned what kotche means. Rashi niklitu hashechlayim badoma. In his stomach, the shechlayim, the crest, started to grow in the ground. The god of the maiv, it grew in his stomach. Vinoga belibe amazed. It hit his heart and killed him. Amazed. Therefore, you shouldn't eat dirt. And who I did before, you shouldn't eat from the dirt of Bavel, because since the Mesa Mabel, all the people that died in Mabel went down to Bavel and was buried there, so it's considered like eating from Avoisav. Someone, that's also why the Rabbonim made Xerio Tumas Eretz Amim. He's outside Eretz Yisrael, all the ground hasn't been Tumah. Because since the Goyim or the Mesa Mabel were buried there, and we don't know where they were buried, therefore all the ground has Tumah to it, with Rabbonim. Right, the Pasuk says in Rus, V'rachatzta Nomi told Rus, she should take a shower, rachatzta v'sachachta, and put on and shmear yourself with oil. V'samta simlasaych, and put on your clothing. Omer Rav Loza, Eilu begodim shal Shabbos. That Nomi told her to put on begodim means special begodim shal Shabbos. Your special begodim. Right, the Pasuk says, Tein lechochem yachemoy. Tell lechochem lirubit chochma, and they'll become even smarter. This goes on Rus and on Shmuel. Why? Rus by Rus, the Maisa was Dilu Noimi, Ko Amro Lo, for Rachatta, Vesachachta, Vesamta, Sumasaycholecho, Firato Agurin. His Noimi told the Neitzah, first take the shower, and first get dressed up with your makeup, and then go down to the Gurin, and go down to the fields. Vilu Budido, what is it said by Rus? What did Rus the Maisa do? Ksiv, it says, Vaterid Hagurin, she went down to the field first, for her then, there by the field, Batas Cholashet Tivsa Chamoisam. She took a shower with her and she got dressed up there. And that was a Dovah Shachokma, Rashi says, because people shouldn't think she was a Zayna. If she'd go down to the fields all dressed up, if somebody would see her, they'll think she's a Zayna. But now she went down in her regular clothing, they won't be choshed she's a Zayna. Shmuel, what was the Maisa of the Chokma of Shmuel? Dilu Eli. Nikomale, Eli told Shmuel, Shochav, Vahoy, Mikra Lecha, Vyamata, Devar Hashem, Kishmeya Avdecha, Dibur Hashem, Kishmeya Avdecha. That was the Maitse when Shmuel was having his first time Nevuah. Hashem was coming to Shmuel and saying, Shmuel, and Shmuel didn't realize it, and Shmuel thought that Eli was calling him. So it happened three times that Shmuel went to Eli and said, what do you want? And Eli said, I didn't call you. So finally, Eli realized that it has to be that the Shekhinah is Nevuah to Shmuel. So Eli told Shmuel, next time you hear Hashem calling you Shmuel, say, Dibur Hashem, talk Hashem, Kishmei Avdecha. Vilu b'didei, but what did Shmuel l'maisa do? Ksiv bei, Vayove Yashem yisyatza v'yikru kapam b'pam, Shmuel. Because Shmuel called again the fourth time again, he called Shmuel. Vayomer, Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Dibur Kishmei Avdecha. He just said, speak because I'm listening. Yoma Dibu Hashem. He didn't come out like a talk directly to Hashem like a little chutzpahdik. Dibu Hashem, Hashem should talk. He just said Dibu. So it was a chokhmah of Shmuel. Right to the Pasuk says, Vateleich, Rus went, Vatovet, she came, Vatelakit Basodet, and she collected the tefuah in the fields. Omer Rebbe Loza, Sheholcha Vosa, she went and came. Holcha Vosa, she went and came. At Shemotzov, and the Yodim Hamugonim, Leilechimoim. That Ruth didn't want to go in the fields herself. She only waited till she saw people, Mugonim, nice, respectful people, and she went with them. And Boyez told his workers, his Naroi, his helpers, Anitzavala Kretzim, the people are taking care of the Kretzim, of the cut down Tfuah. Lemia Narozois, he said, yes, them, who is this girl that's here? Was it a statement that Boyez, he was a god lador? The Gemara said, "Tamal Chochem." Does he ask about girls? Amar Reb Loza, "Tamal Chochem Ruabo." Teretz was Boyez saw tremendous Chochma in Rus. He saw something different about her. That Shnei Shibolam Lokta. If she only found two bundles, she took. Shloisha shibola main lokta, but three she did not take. And that's a loch of leket. Leket is only mutter. The balabas leaves over two, it's mutter. Left over three, it's awesome. So she knew these halachas. He was nishtoimin. He looked at her. He asked who she is. The Masitza taught on the Brisa we learned. Dovat snius ruabo. He saw a ruas act with tremendous snius. I met this moment when it came to pick the standing tefuah, she stood up. Noifelas miyoshev. When it came to pick up the falling tefuah, she sat down. She didn't like bend over, not sneeze. So she sat down with erech sneeze. Daita v'chos sud b'kun v'choi sid b'kun im naroisai. So Boaz told Ruth, you should be together with my naroisai, with my slaves, with my maids. For the more v'chidaka shaboyez adavik im noshim, the derech for. You're holding up kufiyut gimel on the base. Again, pasuk says v'choy sid b'kunim naroisai, that you Rus, you should be staying around with my naroisai, with my mates. For the gemara v'chidarka shaboyis adabik im anoshim, was it a shteiga for boyis to be adabik in noshim with girls? Like he was a god lador, he was a big tzaddik. What was he doing saying you be with my noshim? Amir Abloza kivun dechaza, since she saw. He saw the way Orpa left Noemi. For Rus Dovkaba, but Rus had tremendous chashivas, tremendous cheshik to become a yid, to be dovek in the Shechinah. Omas, a boy said, Shorin the Dvukei Bo. It's mutter to be dovek in her also. Since she wants to become a yid, she wants to be Mizgayer, she has tremendous rotzen, so it's mutter to be the Shorin the Dvukei Bo. Vayoyim Allah, boy is liye soichel. Boy is told him it came to time to eat. Kishri halayim, come closer. Omri Ablaza, remez lo. He made a remez here, boys. That I see the Malchus Bezdovid lost his mimcho. Malchus Bezdovid is going to come out of you, Rus. The Chsiv, it says here, Bei Halayim, it said like here. Shenemar, and it says, by David, by Yavia, Melech David, by Yeshruf Ne Hashem, by Yeme, mi Yonoichi, Yadoni Hashem, or mi Beisik, Yaviosani, Yad Halayim. Says Halayim by David, so it's a remez here, that from a Rus will come out David. By the pasuk says, "V'tovalta pitecha b'chaymit." You should dip your bread into vinegar. Omri Ablaza mikan. From here, we see shachaymit yofel l'shrav. That it was a hot day, so it's good to take vinegar in a hot day. It is good to dip your bread into vinegar. You learn out from this pasuk. We have Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma remez romaz lo. By the boy has made a remez to Rus that osid ben lotzis mimcho shemaisav koshen k'chaymit. One of your children will be like a rosha. There will be bad maisim like vinegar. Omani, who was it? Menashe. Menashe was a rosh, he did a lot of chatoim, he lost a kamel. Vaita vateshev mitzad ha-koitzim. She sat on the side of the koitzim. Omri abloz et zediyik mitzad ha-koitzim. She sat on the side of them. Volei batecha koitzim, not in the middle of them. So on the side means I have two different categories. Is remez romaz lo, he made a remez here. Sha'asidu malchus beizdov v'shetes chalek. That eventually it come out that Malchus Bezdov will be mechulek. There'll be two parts to it. Right, for Yitzpat Lo Keli, I cooked up the wheat. Va'atoychlin she ate it. Omri Ablaza va'atoychah b'mei David. Loshnei they ate b'mei David. V'tishpa b'mei Shloima. B'mei his son Shloima Melech was a lot to eat. V'toysa b'mei Chizkiyo. It was left over b'zman Chizkiyo. And that's this Loshnei is remesim. Va'yitzol v'keli va'atoychah they ate. They had a lot left over to eat. It's not only David, not only Shloima, there'll be enough for David to make his kiyom. Vika the army, some say, Vatoichel means you made David, or you made Shloima. That's Vatoichel goes on that alone. Vatishpa, she was filled up, be you made his kiyom. Vesoysa, the Pasuk says, there'll be left over, the Aspi may Rebbe. Like, who was the biggest usher, the person to have the most, that was Rebbe. Yom Amar, Aurayah the Rebbe. His Aurayah the Rebbe, Rashi learns, as Mamuna ala Susim Aprade Shaloi. The person that was a Muna appointed to take care of Rebbe Susim, Rebbe's horses, and paradise was Heve Osir Mishava Malka. He was richer than Shava Malka was. Now, Mista, the Mastisa Torah, the Bryce, it says, what's Pshan? It's Postik, Vatoicho Bailam Azir. They had what he Bailam Azir. Vatishpa, the Mesa Mashiach. They filled off the Mesa Mashiach. Vesoisa lost a love. They had left over even if you lost a love. That was a bigger Madrega. Lost a love. You're right, the Pasuk says, V'tachas kvoidoi, is yikod yikod kikodesh. It's talking about by the Sancheriv, his chayolis, his army, they'll be burnt up. It says, the Pasuk says, Tachas kvoidoi, under his covered, they'll be burnt up with fire. What does that mean? What does under the covered mean? He's under their begodim. Rabbi Yechon, like said, like Mursa, Rabbi Yechon Lataimei, Rabbi Yechon and Korver Lamani Mechabdoisai, Rabbi Yechon calls his clothing covered. So here the Pasuk says they'll be burnt up under the covered means mamish. Under their clothing means the guf. Their body will be burnt up, not the clothing, just the body underneath, that will be burnt up. That's Rabbi Yechon's pshat. Rabbi Lezer said, learns the same pshat, that what will be burnt up will be their bodies, but he learns, v'tachas kvoidoi, tachas kvoidoi mamish. Rabbi Lezer does not like Rabbi Yechon that the word kvoidoi means begodim. According to Rabbi Lezer, the word kvoidoi means the cover of a person, means his guf. So it means his goof will be burnt up. So what's the lashon tachas? It means like instead of his body, he'll be burnt up and be like ashes. That's what tachas kvoidi means. Tachas kvoidi mamish. Mamish is goof. The goofim will be burnt up by the army of Sancheriv, and will turn into ashes. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, name tachas kvoidi, that means kisreifes bnei Aaron. He also says tachas means underneath, but he learns the word kvoidi means the goof. The guf mamish means underneath the guf will be burned up. What does that mean, underneath the guf will be burned up? There's only the neshama will be burned up. Mal, and that's like what? Kisreifas b'nei Aaron. Mal, hala, and sreifas neshama b'guf kaim. Just like over there, only what was burnt up was the neshama, but the guf was kaim. Is that kan here also? Sreifas neshama, the neshama was burnt up by the chayelos shel Sancheriv, b'guf kaim. The body was still kaim. Om Rav Acha Barab, Om Rav Yechanan.